Hi, everyone. This is Carol Heider, and I'm here with Marina Lighthouse. And I just thank everyone for being on the line. I've muted you. I've muted the little dings. And we are recording this. Originally, we're going to record it for Marina's use only and for archives. But we have had a tremendous interest in Kuan Yin and what Marina has to say about her. So this recording will be available to all of you in a few days. I will contact you all and let you know how you can access it, and certainly those who aren't going to get on the line, because I'm sure there are some people who are already weeping tears because they didn't get on. Okay, now I just also want to tell you, I'm at my computer. Because you're all muted, I don't intend to put you back on. We have way too many people on this call. So to open the lines up, if you have a question, a comment, or anything in general, or something you want to address to Marina, email me. And my email is Carol, and that's Carol with an E on the end, C-A-R-O-L-E, Carol at carolheider.com. And that's carolheider.com. And I'll be monitoring my computer. Marina, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Marina. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, Carol?
Marina has had quite a day, so I'm just thrilled that you are here. I met Marina. I'll tell you how I first heard about Marina Lighthouse. Back in 2000, one of my students brought me a CD, and it was called Feng Shui Tune-Up. And she said, you should listen to this. I said, yeah, okay, whatever. And she gave it to me. It was a gift. So I don't remember. I didn't play it right then and there. And later on, maybe a week or so later, I put it on. And I was blown away. Now, a lot of you on the line have purchased Feng Shui Tune-Up because I play it a lot during my classes. This was done by Marina. Marina is a beautiful musician and arranged and produced and wrote all these songs. And she gets Professor Lin to chant on there. So shortly after that, I went to a feng shui conference, and I don't know, Marina, I think it was the one in Florida. I can't remember.
Okay.
But you were there, and you had a booth with CDs. So I had a chance to meet famous Marina Lighthouse, and it was thrilling. And every time I go anywhere now, I search out Marina Lighthouse. She is just as beautiful as her music now has develop this interest and passion for Kuan Yin. So, Marina, thank you for being on the line. Thank you for sharing this beautiful wisdom with all of these people here from all over. This is just not a little Minnesota gang. We are pretty much international.
Hello, everyone.
Isn't it great?
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much for coming up with the idea to do this.
I know.
Conference.
It's good.
It's wonderful.
It's just my pleasure. We've got so much to talk about. This is only an hour long, and we have got so many things I want to talk to you about. You know, one of the things I think where we should start is I'd like to hear you tell me who Kuan Yin is. I want to hear you describe who this being is in your mind.
Okay. Well, Kuan Chi Yin, whose name literally means she who hears the cries of the world, was introduced to Chinese Buddhism via India as Avalokiteshvara. At that point, she was a male Buddha of compassion, but very effeminate Buddha. And then he emerged as a highly venerated female form goddess around the 9th century. So just to give you a timeline, what was going on in England at that time, the Vikings were invading England at that time. So Kuan Yin, actually, there are many different manifestations of Kuan Yin. She is known to be like a shapeshifter with omnipresent energy. Sometimes she's represented as the thousand-armed Kuan Yin because she can protect so many people at one time. She's a patron saint of women giving childbirth, fishermen, sailors, merchants, craftsmen, children, and the list basically goes on and on to cover all of mankind. And she also is protector of feng shui consultants.
Now, there's a whole island in China.
Yes.
I've been on that island, that Potoshan.
Yes, I've been there myself, too. And that's, as legend has it, that is where she attained enlightenment, to the sound of the waves there.
So wow, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Kuan Yin statue on that island that must be 100 miles tall. It's enormous.
Right, yes. Yeah.
It is something to just stand there and look up at her.
Yeah,
wow.
I was there with a professor when we did a Chinese tour of China. Yeah, we were there, and it was an amazing experience, and to just be meditating and listening to the sound of the waves there, and the whole island is vegetarian and sort of a fishing village, and then it has these different spots that are sacred on the island.
Now, is that where you were introduced to Kuan Yin, or how did you get introduced to her?
No, actually, I was introduced to Kuan Yin treasure hunting.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is I went to a church rummage sale.
That kind of treasure hunting. Okay.
I know. That kind of treasure hunting.
Before feng shui, obviously.
Obviously. This is, many, many, many years ago. So I used to have, I had this like affirmation or intention when I used to go to these sales that I would look for things from foreign countries always. That was kind of what I would look for. I think maybe my intention was I wanted to travel to these spots maybe someday, and so I was looking for, that kind of thing. So I spotted this really beautiful Chinese box, and I opened it, and there was this beautiful hand-painted scroll inside, and I looked at it. It had a beautiful radiant halo around her. And I thought, oh, well, this must be the Asian Virgin Mary or something, and she's standing in water. And I just got such a wonderful, peaceful feeling from this scroll that I brought it home, and I immediately hung it up in my room. And then years and years later, I was at a bookstore in Berkeley, a fabulous one called Mo's Books. Has a great Buddhist section, and I did one, I did this intuitive thing where you kind of put your hand over the books, okay, which book should I go for?
Yeah.
And I selected Kuan Yin Myths of Prophecies of the Goddess of Compassion, and that sort of started my whole journey with her. And then within 1 year of finding that book, I was at Pudishan.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, is it right to say that she's like the counterpart to Virgin Mary in the Christian tradition?
I think so, yes. At one point in time when in Japan, they actually had pictures of Kuan Yin with the Sacred Heart of Mary, like placed on her chest. So it was kind of a combination of the
two. Wow.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. Yeah.
What's your relationship with Kuan Yin now? Is she helping you? Are you doing kind of a study of her, or where have you taken this?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I thought was very interesting when I began working with feng shui in 1991 was that I was activating my adjustments with a mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum, which I found out later, only after researching for this book, that the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum is the mantra that of Kuan Yin. And the mantra actually translated is, may the jewel lotus in my heart now be manifest. And I just thought, wow.
Wow. Only since reading your book that you have about Kuan Yin now did I know that that was a Kuan Yin mantra.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That makes perfect sense, though. So you're doing mantra work with her.
I do mantra work with her, sure. Yes. And there's a whole section in the book that are the different mantras that you can recite to invoke Kuan Yin's presence.
Let's talk about this book. So, Marina, you've produced CDs, musical CDs, that are out of this world, and now you've come around and you have a book on Kuan Yin. So tell me how this book came about. There are pictures, there's beautiful pictures in there, color pictures, black and white photos, looks like little wood prints.
Those are actually from Professor. Professor let me use his actual chops. Those are called chops.
Yes, Professor Lin Yun.
Wooden chop blocks that he has when he is doing his calligraphy or when he's blessing something that he uses to stamp the calligraphies. Those three, it's two of Kuan Yin and one of Amitabha Buddha that he said, please use this for the book.
Did he ask you to write this book?
Not exactly. What was going on, what started the project was I was basically having a lot of obstructions in projects that I was trying to start. I was basically at my wit's end, and you could say I was having like a dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting blocked. And so I called out to Kuan Yin during a meditation, and I asked her what to do. And amazing thing happened. I felt a divine energy come into the room that I recognized was her. And she said to me, "Why don't you put my poetry to music?" And I said, "Oh, what a divine idea." So I created the music using divination by asking what she would like the songs, how she would like the songs put together. So it was really an amazing experience because the flow of the themes within the songs all make perfect sense together.
Mm-hmm.
So the songs inspired me to ask the question later, how authentic is this poetry that I'm working with? And then the book project was born. So one thing led to another.
Well, let's back up. I didn't know that there was Kuan Yin poetry. Where did that come from?
The oracle has been around for at least 3,000 years. And basically, there are temples dedicated to the goddess Kuan Yin.
Mm-hmm.
And just as there are different temples dedicated to different deities, this particular set of poems that have been translated are from the Kuan Yin temples.
Oh, they were all gathered together.
Yes. So if you were to go to China and go to a Kuan Yin temple, then these would be the poems that were written like 3,000 years ago with the inspiration of Kuan Yin channeling through and then the different divination meetings. So much like the I Ching,
yeah,
you know, there's 64 to the I Ching. This is 100 different poems. Yeah.
Yeah. And so someone's translated these.
Yes, actually. Well, what happened was I went to one of Professor's workshops,
mm-hmm.
and Professor Win Chao Lee is one of Professor's, I think, top translators. And I showed him a copy of the book. And he looked at the book, and he looked at how it was translated, and he said, you know, this poetry is good, but it's really not a true representation of what is being said. I said, oh, well, would you translate it?
Wow.
And he said, yes, I'll gladly do it. And I thought, wow. And then later when I talked to him, I mean, this took him a whole summer to translate it. He's an Oxford graduate, so this is the best translated version to date, Chinese to English. He's a great scholar, wonderful guy.
I think he's from Minnesota. I think his family lives in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Well, it's Chris, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he
teaches now at San Francisco State
right.
University.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, maybe he is from, there you go, that Minnesota connection. There we
oh,
go
I
again.
Know. We're no slouches here.
I know. I always love going to workshops there. I've always loved them.
Oh,
yes,
always, I know. We loved having them here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so he did the translation, and then I later found out that Kuan Yin is his guardian deity, so he was more than happy to spend the summer translating this. So that's really the heart of the book, is his translation of the 100 poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which part did he translate? Because you have a verse and a reading in each of these poems. Did he translate the verse?
Yes, verse and the reading.
Well, he translated both.
Yeah, because when in the actual book in Chinese, it's like that. It goes it's in three parts.
Okay.
Yeah. He translated it literally as close as he possibly could to what the true meaning is. And that's, I feel really, really blessed that I was able to present his work on this.
Well, and then you also have this little book. I mean, for a little book, it packs a punch. You've got some divination information about bamboo sticks, about the moon disc.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all these 100 verses. You've got a secret meditation from Professor Lin. I mean, holy cow, that's a pretty cool thing right there.
Right.
And then you have a mantras. You get mantras that you can do. And then the coolest thing about this book is you've got an oracle board.
Right.
Now, tell me about this oracle board. This is very cool because I have been using it every morning. Now, mind you, I always tell my students, because this has usually been the case, is that lots of mornings I will do my I Ching coins. Mm-hmm. Well, not now. I've been doing this Oracle board.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It's so cool. It is very cool. Tell me how this came about.
Well, basically, we just sort of channeled and were divinely inspired. I got together with Catherine Met,
mm-hmm.
and we did an incense offering and cleansed ourselves. And Professor had recommended that we do our own divination board. And so we came up with a spiral. The spiraling numbers around her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put 8 additional, so it would be 108, which is the, you know, 9.
Yes, we know the importance
mantra,
of 9.
Yeah,
yes.
The mantra Amala is 108. So there's 8 lotus circles as well. So the numbers mm-hmm. are in circles, and then the lotus is around. So that kind of gives you if you really weren't focusing right, you might land on a lotus. It's a reset button, kind of.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then if you land on the picture of Kuan Yin, that means that she's already kind of in tune with your question, and you should just kind of let it go for a day.
Oh.
And then ask again the following day.
So how this works, for those of you who have not seen this book and are curious about it, is there's a fold-out page in the back. And you open it up, and here is the spiral of numbers. And it's the simplest thing to do. You close your eyes. You put your hand over it. You close your eyes. And then you just move your finger around until you feel like it's over the right number. You want to ask a question prior to that. That would be important.
Right.
Have an issue or just what's happening for the day or what kind of energy for the day. And then wherever your finger lands, that's a number. Then you go back to the book and go to the corresponding verse. The verses are all numbered from 1 to 100. Mm-hmm. So if you land on like 65, then you'd open the book up to where verse number 65 is, and then you can read about that and see what sort of insight you get. It's a fabulous way to get higher level information.
Right. And I'm going to take it one more step further for you. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Professor instructed me, try this. When you're doing a reading, visualize, look, he says, briefly look up to heaven and then ask your question and visualize that Kuan Yin is actually channeling down through you and she is answering the question. So Carol's not answering the question. Marina's not answering the question. Kuan Yin is answering the question.
Oh, yeah, that's
answering. He says that makes any divination much, much much more powerful
mm-hmm.
if you can kind of visualize that you're connecting to a deity and bringing the deity down through you.
That's very cool. Wow, boy, I'll be doing that one.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So do you notice like a renewed interest in Kuan Yin these days, or am I kind of imagining it because I go to China a lot?
I think people connect with her energy, and I think there's a connection to her energy, and I just don't think that there's a lot of people have statues of her in their house, and
yeah.
they love looking at her, and they want her presence, but there hasn't been. The book is to introduce Kuan Yin to more people and kind of get a heartfelt connection to her.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the book isn't really like a historical thing on Kuan Yin or anything. The pictures and everything in it is just so people can get more of a real introduction to her and have a heart connection to her. And I do feel that there's more of an interest in her than ever. I feel her presence. Her presence, if anyone out there recites her name 3 times, she immediately is present.
Mm-hmm.
That is her promise as a bodhisattva.
Wow.
So if you're in trouble, if you have friends that are in trouble, if you need some kind of advice, if you're at a consultation and you need to, you need help, you can call, say her name 3 times out loud, and her presence will be there. And then you can talk to her directly, and she's there for you. So she's really an omnipresent energy that is
mm-hmm.
is here to help us all. And so I think that's why people are connecting to her more.
Yeah, that's quite a promise, isn't it, to be there. So now when you, well, this book is really heartfelt. I mean, you can really tell. Because I know when I saw you in Calgary last fall, you were going to come to Wisconsin to oversee the printing.
Yes,
so that was really, I don't even do that for my own books, Marina. I'm like, whatever, just do the best. But you flew here from California to go to the printer, and we were unable to hook up. I thought we entertained the idea.
It was kind of an in and out kind of thing.
And it was. So this was what, I mean, you would call this a labor of love, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I really, really wanted the photography, the pictures, the printing, everything to just be perfect in honor of Kuan Yin. So that anybody that connects with this book will have the connection with Kuan Yin.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question. Like, if somebody wants, do you do readings? I mean, do you help people, like, if they want a reading about Kuan Yin, do you help them make that connection?
Sure, sure. I've been readings for many people, and I've actually done divination for, it's very useful before you go to a client or if you've got some kind of, any kind of unsettling thing that you're going to be doing or whatever, it's very good to go to the book and use the book for divination.
So your readings are based on the verse.
Yeah.
Somebody gets a number,
mm-hmm.
has the verse, and then you help them interpret it.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. And how is that done over the phone?
Yes, we can. Yes, I do it over the phone. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's just outstanding. I mean, I didn't know you did that. I had, you know, I've sat by you in how many conferences, and suddenly now you're doing Kuan Yin things, and so I'm so impressed with how you've taken this on, Marina. This is such a lovely service to just not feng shui people, but to the entire global community. So if somebody wants a reading, then they contact you,
mm-hmm.
and you'll set that up. And
mm-hmm.
and so what now? Tell me about the CD. So now there's also now a Kuan Yin CD. And what happened? Was that a spinoff from this book, or did it come?
Right. It actually, it's interesting because the CD came first. The CD came first.
Oh, it did.
And maybe it was because I have such a connection with music.
Yeah.
That she was telling me to, go to channel through her, put her poems to music, and then the next step was to do the book. It just kind of flowed in that order. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the music is beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, and you sell these separately, so that you have the CD and you have the...
Right. There's a wonderful professor did chanting on the CD as well. He did the Om Mani Padme Hum, Hum Om Mani Padme Hum.
He spun the constantly turning Dharma wheel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did that on, and it's really powerful on the CD.
Yeah, yeah. So Marina, in your chants here in this book, I think it would be very nice if we could do a little mantra chant. Are you up for that?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
You know, we've got several options here, and certainly Om Mani Padme Hum is one of them. And many people would know that.
Okay.
The other mantra you put in here is the mind-calming mantra, Gate Gate.
That's wonderful.
And then, of course, the very the substantial Great Compassion mantra.
Right.
And so do you have one you'd like to, is there anyone you'd like to?
I'd like to, I think, let's all chant the Om Mani Padme Hum.
Okay.
Let's chant it 9 times and let's visualize. First, let's chant Kuan Yin's name 3 times.
Okay.
Together and visualize her presence is coming to you.
All right.
Okay. So, Kuan Yin. And then let's chant the Om Mani Padme Hum 9 times.
All right. We can do this together?
Sure, let's do it
together.
Okay.
Om Mani Padme
Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om mani padme hum. Make a wish, hold it in your heart.
Marina, I'm getting lots of requests for you to do a reading.
You are.
I don't know if you're up for it tonight.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure. Okay.
But what we need is a question from somebody. Let's just start and see. Well, I'll ask. You can send it on my email.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, how do you want this to work, Marina? Do you want them to ask a question, and then do you want to pick?
Yeah, and then I'll use
the oracle board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right. So let's get some questions going here and see if we can do this. Now, while we're waiting for that, just an FYI, Marina Lighthouse is also the force behind fengshuishopper.com. Many of you have been on that website to buy a lot of your feng shui items, and some of you have bought the Feng Shui Tune-Up CD. She also has another...
The Heart Sutra,
yes.
It was recorded in 2003, and again, kind of unbeknownst to me at the time. I mean, I knew it was the Heart Sutras with Avalokiteshvara is, you know, the essence is from Avalokiteshvara, compassion, great compassion mantra. And again, Kuan Yin.
Mm.
So I think Professor has kind of intentionally, somehow, really, steered me that way.
He's the force behind this, isn't he?
I think so.
When I go to these feng shui conferences, you can see, Professor just adores. He just adores you, Marina. I mean, you can tell he's just so proud of all your work and everything that you've done. I don't think anyone else could ever get him to chant and sing like you do.
Oh, I just think I just asked at the right time. You know, we did Feng Shui Tune-Up first, and so I loved doing that project with him, and it was the greatest achievement of my life up to that point. And so when it was time to do another project, I said, oh, Professor, what would you like me to do? Thinking he was going to say, oh, you know, do another, you know, CD like Feng Shui Tune-Up and, you know, away we'll go. And
mm-hmm.
I said, and instead he turned to me and he said, Heart Sutra. And I was like, what? Heart Sutra. I go, okay.
Hard to turn him down.
Yeah, so then I went, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do next. So, I mean, I was doing it not really understanding what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, I think a few of us have been in a position similar to that. But
you just trust and you did it, and then it was amazing. And I know that I used that meditation, that special meditation that he gave us, every day, sometimes
mm-hmm.
twice a day,
mm-hmm.
my heart. And when I talk to people, I always say, I think that has had the most profound effect on probably my ability I do have to do readings, to kind of interpret what's going on. I mean, it does it for everybody. The more you do the Heart Sutra, it just kind of... And people that don't want to be a feng shui consultant, what it does is it takes away that uncertainty that kind of gets in right in your gut where I don't know what to do. Should I do this? That indecision. The more you practice the Heart Sutra, the less indecisive you get and the more calmer you get and the more you can just say to yourself, should I do this now or not? Or should I, you know, and so it's a great, great tool. And then with the readings from the oracle, you know, it puts, you get the feeling I should do this or not, and then you go to you do a reading and you get kind of a picture of what is kind of really going on,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful thing. So you have less uncertainty as you walk your path. So,
and that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So thank you, Professor.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, I have a gajillion questions, so I'm going to take them.
No,
we're only going to do a few.
Okay. That's okay.
All right, so here's the first one that came in. Now,
okay.
This is...
Now, I might have to put you on speakerphone because I'm going to have to... Well, let me see how that works, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Okay, now, this is somebody who had been doing some I Ching work in my class, and was asking all sorts of questions, but dodging the one that should have been answered. So here is her question. Here is her statement. She was laid off from her work today.
Okay.
She lost her job today, and she's wondering if there's any information or thoughts about that.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. All right. What is her name? Does she have a name?
Her name is Carrie.
Okay, what I got for Carrie is she's too close to her question right now.
Okay.
If she wants to, she can email me and I will give her an answer tomorrow. But right now, Kuan Yin is actually working things out for her.
Oh.
And so probably she's got a very agitated mind right now, so we're not getting a really clear reading on that.
Mm-hmm.
But Kuan Yin is with her, and she's working things out. So Carrie can either email you, and then you can email me, or she can email me directly, and then I'll do another reading for her tomorrow. But right now, Carrie needs to chant or do the Heart Sutra. She needs to calm herself down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's quite the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to take another? That's fine. That's beautiful. That's a very generous offer. Do you want to do another one? It's a job one.
Sure. Let me hold on one moment. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay. What is the energy around me leaving my current job and venturing further into feng shui? And her name is Doreen.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Yep.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. So Doreen received the reading verse 90. So the outlook is supreme.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous.
Here we go. A message really? From above urges you to sail with a shipload of treasure homeward bound, with additional assistance to ensure safe passage on a journey overflowing with joy newfound. The reading is, assistance will be available to you to achieve recognition, wealth, and status. There is cause for celebration. And the final thing that she wants to tell you is, a sign of success and recognition. Go for it. All will turn out well.
Oh, yippee.
Yeah.
I can hear Doreen from the other side of town. a few miles away. She's not far from me. I know who she is. This is good news for her, and it's a path she should be taking.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. This is a great, great thing. What about, I don't know if this is a Kuan Yin question, but, you know, what about what's coming up in 2010? I mean, is there... I've got to tell you, I've had a lot of my clients really, I've been really busy. I've had a lot of clients. I mostly work with people I've worked with in the past, and they're stressed, they're searching, they're looking. Is this all Metal Tiger stuff? Is that what's going on, or what's going on? Do you know, Marina?
The message I'm getting for you, for them, is that a lot of these people have a very pessimistic attitude right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, understandably so.
And basically, they're kind of stuck in a prison of their own making. This kind of mental outlook really causes limitations, imposed limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the best attitude is realizing that you're kind of boxing yourself in by this I mean, you're kind of putting yourself into a hellish reality about the whole thing. So you need to explore and root out the habit patterns that are causing.
So would you say
to get away from the worst case possible scenario and give thanks for all you do have and give a new perspective, and the new perspective will change your world. So that's probably what you're helping with. You're kind of giving them the new perspective.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like those of us who are in any of the healing arts, you know, whether it's feng shui or whatever, this is an opportunity for us to really step forward.
Yes, yes. And do it with Kuan Yin. Bring her in with you.
Yes, do it with Kuan Yin. Isn't that the best? Do you want to do one more? Are you up for one more reading?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I don't want to wear you out here. You know, I think what we ought to do is do another teleseminar with you.
Okay.
And just have you do readings. What do you think?
I love that. That would be great.
I know.
Great.
I think that'd be very fun.
I love channeling Kuan Yin and helping people. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Wait, where am I here? Okay, here's the next one. Next one up. We're looking for a new home.
Okay.
Any advice?
Okay, so this is a question to Kuan Yin. Can we have can I have a name?
Marty.
Marty.
M-A-R-T-I-E.
So the question, okay, so I'll see what she says, okay? Okay, number 93.
93.
Okay, so basically what's happening is, and I've gotten this reading many times, I don't want to say many times, but I've gotten it a few times. And the reading is rain-drenched, the peacock's colorful coat, as lesser birds get the upper hand. But come dry season, and she'll regain the title of the prettiest feathers in all the land. Circumstances are such that petty people have the upper hand, and righteous folk can do little to improve their lot. The best you can do is to do right by yourself and wait for a more favorable climate to take drastic action. The imagery of a peacock drenched in rain, wait for a more favorable moment to pursue your dreams. So right now, just wait a little while. Maybe what it's telling you is to wait till after the Chinese New Year's and then go. But right now, for whatever reason, you don't have the upper hand finding things or finding the right people. You have people that are just not being fully cooperative around you. So, and you might find you're just not getting the help you need right now, but you will. You will. You absolutely will. You just kind of have to hang in there for the moment and be patient and stay true to your passion. Because you are a beautiful peacock and you will find a gorgeous home. It's just that if you've been having any kind of obstacles, it will, you know, they will resolve in time. Okay?
Wow, that's really good. That's a nice interpretation of that. Yeah. And she is a beautiful peacock. So, wow, Marina, that was very cool.
And that's Kuan Yin's magical bird, you know. The peacock came
down. The peacock?
And all the animals, she'd come down and all the animals would be at peace, and then she'd leave, and then they'd all start fighting, and then she'd come back and say, okay, you guys, let's cut it out, and then she'd leave again, and then finally she said, okay, here, peacock, I'm giving you eyes, all my eyes are watching, okay, you guys? She put all these beautiful eyes all over the peacock's tail. And that's why you see peacock feathers so often in Buddhist temples and shrines and all that, because it represents the all-seeing eye of Kuan Yin and benevolent energies coming from the peacock feathers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
Thank you, Marty.
So I'll never look at a peacock the same way again. That is so cool. Okay, so let's give out some information about you. to give him some information about your website. I think that would be really cool. I gave a brief little summary, but you can elaborate on what's all going on in your website.
Well, let's see. I'm actually working on two Kuan Yin websites. There's a blog, and there's a website that's being built right now called Kuan Yin Oracle. Can you believe nobody got that? .com, KuanYinOracle.com. Anyway, so
I can't believe that. Are you kidding?
No. So that I'm building up. If you go to Feng Shui Shopper on the upper right-hand corner, it has blogs, the three blogs that I've done. One was the 27 Good Deeds a Day blog, and then the Lighthouse Feng Shui blog, which was the Chinese astrology site. And then there's one called the Kuan Yin blog, and I'm starting that. And I would love it if people share their experiences about Kuan Yin, anything, you know, you found the statue here and it just brings so much peace in your life, or if you've had dreams where she's appeared, or if she's your patron saint. I've met several people whose mothers prayed to Kuan Yin so they'd have an easy childbirth, and now that's their, you know, guardian deity. Just any stories about her. And Carol, please write the story up of the day that you told me about, that you'd done a reading, and what happened. You were just like in your bathrobe, and you weren't thinking you were going to do something, and then you, what was that? Tell that.
Oh God, I don't know. What story did I tell you then?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You told me you did a reading, and it just kind of inspired your whole day to kind of spin off in a whole new direction, and it was real. You were saying how wonderful it was.
Well, that has happened. I'm not often inspired in my bathrobe, but
no.
That was one of those days. Sure. I've forgotten about that.
I know. It was a glorious kimono, right? It was
yes, right. Oh, yes, I meant kimono. It wasn't my old bathrobe. It was my kimono.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that would be great. FengShuiShopper.com is, you know, it has a lot of different, I put that together because I had given a laundry list to several clients, and actually one day one of the clients said, "You go out and get this stuff, Marina. I can't. I have three kids. I cannot go out and do. I can't go out here to get a flute, over there to get a mirror, over here to get a crystal. You go." And so I went and actually shopped for her, and I was like, "Oh my God, what have I been doing to my clients?"
Yeah.
So I kind of put, you know, everything in one spot. And Ming Li is this just unbelievably wonderful, very pure-hearted woman who is in Mountain View near me, and she is the one that actually physically makes all the knotwork and the jewelry. And I have a funny story about that. She one day she sent me something. I can't remember if they were like a few charms or something like that. And I picked them up, and I went, "Oh, my God, what's wrong with these?" And I called her up, and I said, "Ming, were you sad, or did something weird happen when you were making these?" And she went, "Oh, my God, Marina, you're so sensitive." I was in a hurry, and I asked my assistant to make them. And she goes, "I will never, ever do that again," because I catch her and I bust her, see? But anyway, so she makes these wonderful things, and she's from Taipei. So she knows the history behind everything, and she knows how to make the things correctly, and she's just such a wonderful asset that I've, you know, been able to, I mean, I love our friendship, and I've been able to share with everybody her wonderful work. So, you know, anyway.
Well, it's a great site. If you're looking for anything at all in the feng shui world, go on Marina's site and just look around. I send people there all the time because she just has just the unusual and little tidbits of things. And, of course, she has her blogs. And now I'm getting the Year of the Tiger things from her. So it's well worth getting on her. I assume you have an opt-in box on your homepage.
Yeah, and if anyone's listening to the the show, is this a show? Or is it,
it's a show, Marina. Yeah, it's been a show, yeah.
What are you doing here? Whatever, the teleconference. You can just mention it, and I will. I'm gonna include a little special gift for everyone for Chinese New Year's. So,
oh, yeah, so cool. I love when you do that. See, sometimes I'll order something from Marina, and then she'll email back, "I'm sending a special gift too." I love it, and it may be, oh, I don't know, some special little embroidered bag or a little card about the new. I mean, I just love that. That is so cool that you do that.
Oh, I know. I love doing that for people.
That's very wonderful. Marina, this has been fabulous. And you know what? We really need to do another. I have 23 emails here of questions.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're going to have to talk about how we can do this, and maybe in a few weeks. Put another teleseminar together and just kind of restructure it so that your energy isn't being drained.
I'm fine. I feel really good. So
good.
That's good. Yeah, I'll kind of make it more of a reading. So I'll do more the things that I do. You know, more incense burning and all that during the actual.
Yeah, well, I put you on the spot.
More, yeah.
I realize that, and you were just a good sport, and thank you for doing that. That was very lovely. And
I'm glad that people are interested in readings, and I want to, and know that you can do these readings yourself. Kuan Yin's there to answer anything for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honored to do that for people.
What's the book retail for?
I think it's $19.95. Canada, $22.88. But if you mention that you're on this call and you'd like to get a copy of the book, I'm going to give some kind of discount.
Well, a gift and a discount. Marina, I'm going to hang up before you just send us all free stuff.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's great.
No, I know. I just love sharing Kuan Yin with everyone.
Well, it's clear you do, and this has been just fabulous. It really has. I thank you so much. This was just so hugely successful, and I know there were about 50 people.
You are truly a gifted and wonderful teacher, an author. You're a great author. I know you're a fabulous consultant, and I'm really touched and moved at your sincerity and compassionate heart.
Oh,
you've brought so much healing and knowledge to so many lives, and I've heard so many wonderful things about your wind and water school program and
thank
how
you.
It's changed people's lives. And I know that Kuan Yin is walking with you wherever you go, Carol Heider.
I think she is. I really do. Yeah. It's been such an honor. That school has been, you know, was sort of an off the, you know, fly-by-night thing, and it just has been my heart. You know, that's where my heart is. And, you know, as a little shameless promotion, we have another group form. Only have a couple of slots left. But it is really, I think it's a great program, and a lot of the people on the call here are of that. Oh, Marina, thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. And we will be in touch. Everybody's sending from the email. So blessings to you, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you, everybody who is on the line and on the call.
Everyone.
Thanks
blessings
for your patience.
Everyone. Sending
thank
love.
You. Bye-bye. Bye.